This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. It's Mother's Day today, and I'm going to talk today about my own mother, Kelly Flotten. Kathleen Margaret Nelson was born in Thief River Falls in 1932. She had two older brothers and three older sisters at that time. The sister 1 year older than her, Marion, couldn't pronounce Kathleen very well, and it came out sounding like Kelly, and that became her nickname. Almost 3 years later, one more sister, Phyllis, was born. Kelly's mother, Tilda Brandrud, of Norwegian heritage, had been a schoolteacher in Salo and Malung. While teaching at Malung, she met Victor Emanuel Nelson, a local Swede. They got married and started a family, then moved to rural Thief River Falls, where they lived on a farm and had the rest of their kids. When my mother was three and little sister Phyllis was only a baby, their father Victor had been working in the field and came in not feeling well. The doctor who was called was slow to respond and didn't come in time to save his life. It's believed Grandpa had a heat stroke. He was just 42 and left behind a 37-year-old widow and seven kids. My uncle Gene Nelson was the oldest and had just turned 12. But he had to take on the farm work along with his mom and siblings. Victor's brother John had done the honorable thing and asked Tilda to marry him, but she couldn't imagine another husband and told him no. Between the kids and Tilda, they managed to keep the farm going through years that were difficult for all families, even suffering a house fire that took almost all their belongings. As the kids started finding marriage partners and making their own lives, Tilda moved into Thief River Falls with the youngest kids, who were still going to high school. My mom, Kelly, completed high school in 1950 at Lincoln High School and then went to a year of school to be a practical nurse. She got a job at the Bud Hospital in Roseau, taking the train when she needed to get there for work and to return home to her mother's house. She lived with other nurses in the residence next to the hospital. She met my dad, Gilmer Flotten, one evening when he and a buddy were bringing home a couple of girls after an evening out. Dad thought she was pretty cute and they started dating. She was strong and healthy at that time and had a cheerful disposition. Kelly continued working at Bud Hospital. As their relationship started getting serious, she asked him to come and meet her mother. When our grandma saw him, she was shocked by how much he resembled her own late husband. Dad had been opening up some muskeg land in Pine Creek that he had bought after he came home from the Navy in World War II. He was a hard worker. Mom laughed when she told us that her mother liked him, but wondered about how ambitious he might be since he always seemed to be in need of a nap when he brought Kelly home. They decided to get married the following June when Mom was 19 and Dad was 26. Mom made sure she pointed out to us girls that she was almost 20. I think she wanted to encourage us to wait a little longer than she had. They had three daughters in the next 4 years. By then, Dad had gotten work on the iron range for Erie Mining, and they were living in Aurora. Mom had quit her nursing job during her first pregnancy when she nearly fainted during a procedure she was helping with in the office. They made trips back and forth regularly to keep up the farm in Pine Creek. They planted a perimeter of willows around the farmyard that they were preparing to live on. Sometime during the time after she had her youngest daughter, Jean, Mom started feeling some pain in her hips. She wondered if it was from sitting at her sewing machine too much, but it turned out to be rheumatoid arthritis. Her doctor at the time encouraged her to quit having children because he knew her future would be difficult. There weren't many options at that time to stop the progression of that illness. She had a lot of joint disfigurement and pain and spent quite a bit of time in doctor's offices and hospitals during our childhood. When I, the oldest girl, was ready to start first grade, they moved back to Pine Creek. Mom was tired of moving around from place to place on the iron range and wanted to have a stable home when we started school. She held down the fort while Dad worked during the week in International Falls as an iron worker for many years, taking off time to farm every year. They raised chickens and sold eggs. Dad would get up early on Monday mornings, load up a case of eggs to bring to the hotel he stayed at, and come home on Friday nights. She struggled with her arthritis all her life, having many surgeries on those poor joints. Eventually, she became mostly bedridden, and she died at age 50. She spent many months in Rochester, where the doctors said her case was one of the worst they had seen. It affected all of her joints. She took aspirins by the handful. She never appeared to feel sorry for herself and was a very conscientious mother. Sometimes we'd have to help her sit up in bed in the morning, but when she got going, she always made sure we had breakfast before the bus came. She kept a tidy house and taught us to bake and clean and work hard. She was warm and welcoming to visitors and made sure there was always something to serve with coffee. My youngest sister, Jean, moved to Minneapolis and had a career before getting married at age 29, but Sister Tally and I didn't take Mom's advice and were both married at 19. We each had two kids, and we wish they had all been able to know their Grandma Kelly better as they got older. Jean's daughters were born after our mom died. Appreciate your moms today, and even if you can't have face-to-face contact with them during this coronavirus shutdown, make sure they know you're thinking of them. Share their story with the Roseau County Museum, and maybe one Mother's Day I'll read their story on the radio. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.